Hello and welcome to Whitfield Word of Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, pastor at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church. Good to have you tune in to the broadcast today. We hope that God touches your heart. We're a church that believes in the full gospel, believes that God is ready to work and willing in this last day. Believe in God for the moving of His Spirit, for the touch of His mighty power. If you would like to be in any of our services, we are located about a mile and a half south of the Beardale Crossroads on Highway 87. Our service times are Sunday school Sunday morning 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. Tuesday night we have an hour of prayer from 7 to 8. Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We'd like to have you in any or all of these services, and we're looking for God to touch and move in people's hearts. This message is, this broadcast is meant to bring the gospel to you. There's nothing more important than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God to minister, to move, and to meet needs. If you would like to also contact us by the way of the World Wide Web, we can be reached at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. You can reach us by the way of the telephone at area code 850-675-6079. Or by the way of postal service at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We hope you enjoy our broadcast. It is meant to encourage those that are serving God, to reprove those that are careless, and to warn the lost, to flee the wrath to come, and to seek Christ, the only one who can save mankind. We believe in full regeneration. We believe that God will save. We believe that God will deliver. We believe that God heals. We believe that God is ready to move in this last hour. I hope that you enjoy the broadcast. May God bless you. And I pray.
Amen. This is our very life. Amen. Is upon faith. Amen. Say what they want to. It is faith is the rope that attaches us to the anchor of the soul. Amen. Without that faith, amen, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible to be born again. It's impossible to be a child of God. And it's impossible to overcome. It's impossible to win, amen, the victory that must be won. It's impossible to have a right eternity without true faith in God. Amen. In Romans chapter 4, verse number 17, we'll read from there through into the fifth chapter, down to the fifth verse. Amen. The Word of God speaking this morning says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I thank you for this privilege, this honor,
God, to stand one more time on this side of eternity, Lord, not in Thy sacred desk, that we may, God, in trembling, speak as the oracle of Thee, that, God, You may magnify Your will, Your purpose, God, and that You may deal in every life, that, God, every heart may be subject and submitted to the will and the purpose of heaven, that the Word of God may find good ground, and out of that spring forth in abundance and productivity, that it may bring forth the work of God, the kingdom of God being manifested before men, that we may serve, be built up in faith, strong, God, in our trust and our confidence in You, and that we may walk in that, live in that, and abide in that, sir, and that it may produce that which You have sent Your Word to produce this day, in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If I get too loud, just amen, turn your thumb down or do something. Don't raise your hand up and holler, because I was thinking, yeah, amen, you're getting in, and I'll just get louder. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans is a very wonderful, amen, book. A glorious book in record of great deal of doctrine. Amen. And Abraham, I know a lot of times that we look at him, he is the father, amen, of faith. Amen. We read his life and look at his life. Amen. We find a man that walked by faith and not by sight. Amen. He left his home country in search of and in being directed by God to a land that God had promised him and his posterity. Amen. That he may possess it. Amen. Not knowing where exactly he was going, not ever having been there. Amen. So we see that Abraham, is his journey in the natural realm of this world is much like our journey in the spiritual realm and in the natural, for that matter. We are headed to a place, amen, that none of us has been. Amen. He's not a person in this house this morning been to heaven. Amen. The Kenny Henson sings a song, and amen, though I'm homesick for it, I've never been there, but I'm homesick for it. Amen. I think we ought to be, because, amen, them Happy Goodman sang a song, said, "That sounds like home to me. That's where I long to be." Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I swear that we are headed if we're the children of God. And so Abraham is a very grand type and shadow of what God has done in the life of every born-again believer. Amen. We also see that there are many, many types and shadows here in the life of Abraham. Amen. And I want to just look this morning, amen, because faith was a strong attribute. I realize that Abraham faltered. Amen. He stumbled. He made mistakes. Yes. Amen. Just like you and I, amen, we'll make mistakes. And at times, amen, we'll be weak in faith when we should have been strong in faith. Amen. It's not God's fault. Amen. But thank God that God is kind, gracious, and long-suffering. Amen. And God's patient with us. Amen. If He wasn't, I hate to think about an impatient God. Amen. Frightening thought, amen, that God could become impatient, amen. I'm telling you, would wipe out Christianity as known in this hour, amen. And so I just want to look just a little while this morning, amen. And God, I want us to see some things about what God does and how God operates, amen. Here we record in the 17th verse, amen, the Apostle Paul reiterating what was spoken in Genesis chapter 17 about verses number 4 and 5, God beginning to promise Abraham and establish a promise with this man. God's got to get his man in the earth. Amen. I said, God's going to find his man in the earth. Why is he doing that, Brother Joe? Because there's a promised seed that is to come. Amen. That promised deliverer, amen, he has to be born of woman. Amen. You know, he, and according to the law says, amen, the near kinsman is able to redeem that which has been lost by his near kinsman. Amen. That's the law. Amen. Jesus has to come. He has to take upon himself the form and the flesh of man. Amen. He has to be clothed in a body of flesh in order to be the kinsman redeemer. Amen. Of the law. Amen. Listen, he fulfills that law. Amen. Right down to the crossing of every T, the dotting of every I. Amen. He is the fulfilling of the law. Amen. He came to fulfill that law. bought, amen, provided that, amen, and has made available unto you and I, amen, the work of the gospel of grace, amen. Hallelujah. But that gospel, amen, listen, I want us to understand something. Old Testament, amen, men, women, boys, and girls, they lived by faith just as New Testament believers live. Amen. They had to have faith. They believed God. I want us to see what God said to Abraham. He promised him, or he spoke as he did, and the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Ghost, makes mention of it here. Amen. But that I have made thee a father of many nations. And was Abraham a father of many nations when God spoke? No, indeed he wasn't. Amen. What's God doing? Amen. God is speaking of things that are not as though they were. Listen, we can find many places or places in the Bible that God has done this. Man, amen, would really take a lot on himself to speak this way. Matter of fact, we are warned in the Bible that men should not speak in this fashion. Say not tomorrow that I'll go to such place and do such and such. James gives us warning. But say, Lord willing, amen, tomorrow I will go and do such and such. Amen. What's he saying, Brother Joe? Amen. Simply that we have no control over our tomorrow. We don't know to the extent that we know where we'll be. We may not be here. We can control it to the fact, amen, that we can be in the right place tomorrow should we not wake up in this world. Amen. We can wake up in a better land. Hallelujah. Amen. That's up to whosoever will. Amen. But God, speaking to Abraham, said, I have made thee a father of many nations. And in John chapter 17. Amen. Jesus said to his father in that prayer, I have finished the work that thou hast sentest me to do. Had he gone to the cross? Amen. At the words that he spoke there, he had not yet finished, but it was as good as it was finished. Amen. Why? Nothing is going to stop him. Nothing is going to impede the process. When God makes a statement that things are going to happen and there are no conditionals involved, it is going to happen. Amen. I can tell you it's more secure than money in the bank. Amen. The apostle, amen, old brother Peter wrote and said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. Amen. As you do well to take heed until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. What's a more sure word of prophecy, Brother Job? Amen. That which is spoken by God. Amen. And as good as already finished and done. Amen. Thank God that's how sure, amen, that God is when He speaks. A lot of times our greatest failure, amen, is that we do not take God at His word, amen, and believe that when God has spoken, I'm telling you, that this is the mark of success or failure, amen, throughout the lives. We look in the Old Testament, amen, God said to the children of Israel, everywhere that you put the sole of your feet, amen, I will give it to you, amen. I can tell you when they sent the 12 spies, to spy out the land. Two of those folks believed what God said. Amen. And 10 didn't. I can tell you, I think we are almost there today. Amen. That for every two that believe, there's 10 that don't. Amen. Oh, listen, not only did they not believe, amen, they want a lot of company, amen, in their unbelief. And when they get back, they try to persuade the people, amen, to be on their side. I can tell you, it cost them 40 years of wandering in a wilderness. Amen. Yes, God. God done miraculous things. Yes. Amen. God kept them clothed. He kept shoes on their feet. He kept them fed. Amen. But I'm telling you, that generation that was over the age of 20, amen, never going to step across that river into that land that God's promised. Amen. God's forbidden. Why? Of unbelief. Amen. We are warned throughout the Scriptures in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. Amen. Warns us. Amen. Be careful of a promise that has been left unto us. We do not, amen, press through and achieve and take a hold of what God has. Amen. Faith, amen, is a driving, motivating force. Amen. So here, Abraham, God has already said, I've made you a father of many nations. Woo. Amen. You know something? I can tell you, God can tell us some things that we're not careful by tomorrow. The devil has, amen, so brought so many things to our attention that we have forgot if we're not careful what God said to us. Amen. I think we ought to treasure in our heart when God speaks to our heart. Amen. We ought to treasure in our heart what God has already spoken to us by His Word. Amen. I can tell you, listen, amen, God has given us the victory. I hear the Apostle Paul, amen, say, but thanks be unto God that always giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, what's he saying? It's already as good as done. Amen. What's it waiting on, Brother Joe? Amen. Faith to take a hold of it, believe God, and not allow the devil, amen, to come and turn me in another direction or move me away from the promise of God. Amen. Abraham, amen, yes, allow the enemy at times, amen, but throughout the general course of his life, amen, the Word of God, I'm telling I ain't never found much higher accolades, amen, than Abraham when God, amen, has indicated that he's the friend of God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's a banner that's worth wearing, amen, to be called the friend of God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, if we're God's friend, amen, I can tell you the world, there is no limit to what God can do. There is no limit to what God can do through you and I. But if we're not God's friend, amen, we ain't got a chance of doing anything and of achieving anything, amen. So Abraham, amen, when God has said, I've made you that father of many nations, as a matter of fact, if you Abram, amen, his name was Abram in the beginning, amen, it just means elated father, but amen, when he changed it to Abraham, amen, it changed the meaning of his name to a father of multitudes. Hallelujah. Well, glory. I'm telling you, what you mean God doesn't give him a new name. Amen. God's going to bring to pass if Abraham's faithful. Amen. God's going to find that man in the earth. Amen. He's going to walk with him. Amen. And God's going to produce a line of people out of that. That in the end, there's going to come a little lady named Mary. Amen. She's going to become conceived by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And going to produce a son. Amen. Going to call his name Jesus. Amen. Amen. For he shall save his people from their sin. Amen. Yes, God's promised him a son. It's 1,875 years down the road. Amen. Somewhere along in there when Jesus comes on the scene. Amen. The principles that God's instituted in Abraham's life. Amen. Will dedicate and delegate. Amen. That he's a son of Abraham. I'm going to, amen, circumcise him. Amen. The males. Amen. Marking them. Amen. As obedience unto God. Also a spiritual type. Amen. Of dealing with the flesh by the cross. Amen. To God. And they took him on the eighth day. Amen. And labeled him as a son of Abraham. Hallelujah. Glory. By faith, God, amen, has wrought his work. Let's just look. He called those things which are not as though they already were. You know why? Oh, I enjoy studying linear studies in the Word of God. Amen. Looking through time when God has made promises. And amen, you look at the promises concerning Christ. I used to love to hear Dr. D. James Kennedy. Amen. Who done a great deal of study, and it wasn't numerology. It's just in statistic study concerning the prophecies concerning Christ. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's astronomical odds. Amen. Against 42 prophecies concerning one man being, amen, brought to pass. Amen. Is hugely astronomical odds against that. Amen. Just the prophecy. Amen. That Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. Him. Amen. Amen. The statistics say that there was one chance in one followed by 99 zeros. Amen. I'm telling you to end the negative 99 power. Amen. Science says anything less than amen, 10 to the negative 50th power or a zero followed by a decimal point 49 zeros and a one. Amen. Will never happen. Amen. I know a God amen, that specializes in the impossible. Man may say it can't, amen, because it's too far-fetched. But I can tell you, I know a God that when He speaks, I don't care if you put a million, amen, decimal places there and a one at the end. Amen, God said, it will happen. Amen, you may not get anybody to loan you money on it. Amen, but I can tell you what, I'll stake my life on it and my salvation that God, amen, is the God of His Word. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things in this world. I've heard a lot of them, they've declared they couldn't fail, and they failed almost before they got started. Amen. I mean, one of the things that comes to my mind is that wonderful Titanic. Amen. On her maiden voyage, she sank. Amen. I'm telling you, she was flawed. Amen. The ship was flawed. Hello. Amen. You know what it produced? It produced an overconfidence in something that was not worth having the confidence in. Amen. You know what our problem stems from most of the time? Amen. Yeah, we'll get there too. Or we will not put our confidence in that which we should have placed it in. Time. Amen. And the history. Amen. Of God's Word and God's people. Amen. Move you and I to a place of taking a hold of God by faith. Amen. You know, the reason we got the mess we got in our nation today is because men haven't looked back, amen, and studied, amen, the decisions and the outcomes, amen, that have taken place. Well, we're living in an age that, amen, those who in power, amen, manipulate people through ignorance, amen. Why, when they could have taken knowledge, my wife didn't know exactly a lot about who Ben Carson was. And so I said, well, let me introduce you to Dr. Ben Carson. I played her the, amen, the speech he gave at the, amen, the National Prayer Breakfast that he, amen, herald up the president. Amen. Now listen. Amen. And I'm telling you, she knew who he was when she got through. Amen. Who Brother Ben Carson is. Amen. He, amen, knew what faith was. Amen. He's raised in a single-parent home. Amen. But his mom instilled something in him. Amen. I'm telling you, when he stood up there and read from Proverbs, his three, amen, text and then read a fourth one. Amen. I'm telling you, I knew. Here's a man that has not only studied about health, but he studied the Word of God. Hallelujah. Listen, we got much different from the, amen, the president who gets up and quotes things totally out of context and tries to twist the Bible, amen, to become his mouthpiece. I can tell you nothing more sacrilegious than that. Amen, I don't care if this person preparing the title of reverend or whatever that it may be. Amen, let God's Word, amen, be studiously used and driven, amen, to the point of honesty, amen. I just want to just quickly move this morning. I ain't going to have enough time. Amen. Faith in God. Listen, in the verse number 20, amen, he said in verse 19, he said, and being not weak in faith, strong in faith. Amen. I'm telling you, my Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I don't mean just, brothers and sisters, that we hear somebody read the Bible or that we just kind of do a casual reading of the Word of God. That's not what that means at all. Amen. I tell you, hearing, amen, Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Everybody's standing there, for the most part, got ears. Hello? Amen. But there's a lot of people that are there with ears hanging on the side of their head and know what he's saying coming out of his mouth, have not heard what he said. Amen. Unless I hear in faith, amen, and the Word of God finds its way all the way into my spirit, amen, and in the rich ground, amen, of faith, amen, rises up in productivity, amen, I have not heard what God said. Amen. If I hear what God said, listen, the Word of God said, the seeing eye and the hearing ear, even the Lord hath made the both of them. That says, amen, that I got to hear what God's given me. That sinner man, he'll hear God by the measure of faith that God has given to every man. You hear me? I said, that sinner man, woman, boy, girl, they'll hear God by that measure of faith. That measure of faith, when the Word of God rings and the Spirit of God moves, amen, will rise up and demand an answer, amen, to what God's Word hath declared. What will I say to what the Word of God has said to me? Amen. Will I agree with what God says, or will I rebel against it? Amen. Because the faith that God's given every man, that measure rises up in agreement with what God's Word has said. Woo! Behold, I say unto thee, I have left no one out. Whosoever will is my word's declaration. To whosoever will, let him come drink of the water of life freely. I have given to every man. My word declares the measure of faith. That man, by that faith, may come to deal with the word of God. The word of God that brings condemnation for sin. And behold, at the same time, brings hope to those who will turn from sin in repentance. And behold, who will give themselves unto me. And behold, the same faith, the measure thereof that I have given, behold, will be transformed into the faith of Christ that is abundantly rich and will produce a strong faith that is not able to be moved if men will yield to me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Gotta hurry. Amen. They are three, by the way. There are three, amen, measures or types of faith. Amen. In your Bible, there's the measure of faith given to every man. That's the faith. Amen. Without that, man wouldn't be able to be born again. Amen. He'd be dead, and he'd have nothing there for the Word of God to trigger life. Amen. Listen, and then that faith, that is Christ. He is, amen, what did he say? God made man a living soul, but he made that first Adam. But the last Adam, he made a quickening spirit. Amen. I can tell you the Word of God by faith that's given to every man is a quickening spirit that if man will hear it and respond to it, will produce life. Amen. Listen, let me hurry. Amen. There is the faith of Christ. That's the believer's faith. Amen. I can tell you when man's born again, there's a new creature. Amen. Birthed in, amen, in that spirit. That old dead man's hung on a cross. That new man after Christ, he lives. Amen. And believe you me, he has a faith that is not, amen, childish, but it is a faith that is ready, amen, to overcome, amen, whatever may rise against that life. Amen. Listen, faith must be nurtured. Amen. Eli will continue in that process of faith, or I will walk in a place of rebellion. Amen. There's a third type of faith. It is, amen, the faith, amen, for miracles. Hallelujah. It is the miracle of faith. I can tell you it is operated by the Holy Ghost and the gifts. Amen. Listen, amen, when he sends that, amen, I'm telling you it don't matter what it is. The operation of faith. I can remember a few times in my life. Amen. I realize that we got the faith healers, this and that and the other, and I don't believe in being the, amen, I'm too much pressing to be the specialist. I think we ought to just be what God wants us to be, when He wants us to be, and at what time He wants us to be that. Amen. Amen. God.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's message. We hope it has touched your heart, and that you've allowed God to minister to you as He desires. We hope that it will produce in your life a real change. We preach the gospel because it is the only thing that can change the hearts and lives of young women, boys, and girls. If you'd like copies of this message, you can reach us at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can reach us by the way of the World Wide Web at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. There you can also send us a message by email and tapes at WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of the message. Just mention the date for the broadcast. We'd be glad to get it to you. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer. May you prosper in His will. If you don't know Him, may you find Him to be both Lord and Savior, even this very day. God bless you. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Jones.